right.
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 568. My name's Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello, good day, everyone.
Hi.
Hey. Everything's great.
Back in the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. Nice and sweaty. Just got back from the gymnasium.
Good for you.
Thanks. Been going every day. I missed Friday.
That's fine.
But I went every day, every weekday.
How do you feel? Do you feel fitter? Do you feel stronger?
I was actually surprised. I lifted weights this week, and I was surprised with the amount of weight I was able to lift.
Good. So, well, are you maintaining form, or are you just... Who knows?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm doing my best.
Okay, great.
That's what I can tell you.
Great.
I'm just making sure out of the corner of my eye, nobody's looking at me funny.
Oh.
You don't want to be looked at.
I don't think anyone, unless you're doing something absolutely outrageous,
yeah.
Everyone is just concerned about themselves.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, good. Thank God. I saw there was one kid I saw in there. It was probably about 125 pounds, and he had the 80-pound dumbbells, and he was doing the back. Curl thing.
Wait, yeah. What was the weight you said?
80s. Yeah, the 80s. It was pretty impressive, and he didn't do very many, but he actually did get the 80-pound dumbbell up, and for his size, I was pretty impressed.
If you're using, like, your back...
He's jerking.
You're jerking, yeah. Using momentum. I don't think I'd give you full credit.
That's true. But, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's why I asked about form. Like, if you're just trying to isolate the tricep,
yeah, fine. He wasn't, like, you know... Doing it real slow and, you know, getting every muscle in there. He was just going, but he got it. I mean, it was still kind of impressive.
Oh, all right.
Fix my hair now. But yeah, welcome back to the show. It's a Wednesday, 6 p.m. Tell your friends we're live. WillsYouTube.com. There's a Substack available, audio only podcast, full uncensored. We've been doing like an hour and a half on shows, not even an hour, but there's at least an extra half an hour. After we conclude here. So, check it out. HMBradio.substack.com. There's a free subscription. Please go subscribe there for free. Anyway, subscribe on every platform you possibly can. It helps out. Give thumbs up to the vids and the content and, you know, sharing. That's a good free way to help. We got the super chats going too. If you want to comment and do that, that's always nice. Or Venmo. Will Kuntz on Venmo. I split it with Anna. So,
yeah. Thank you. Do you want to start with our health issues?
Do you have health issues?
Oh, I got issues.
What's your issue?
Well, I got a couple of issues.
What's wrong?
Well, this is just kind of like a silly one, but so I'm old now.
I know.
I'm in my late 30s.
40 years old. Just
not
turned
quite.
40.
On the heels of 40. And there are some things that happen with age that I'm not a fan of. Maybe it's the fact that I'm seeing more gray hairs.
Menopause.
Perimenopause is on its way, I'm sure. Nothing quite yet, but I'm sure in the next 2 years I'll feel something. I went to the hairdresser not too long ago, and they like to tell you, you know, my hairdresser is amazing. Nick the Gun Guys. No, you're not familiar with that, but they might know who that person is. His lady, who is fantastic. And I remember last time that she saw me, she goes, "Looks like we have a few gray hairs. Totally normal. And I was like, I don't care about if they're normal or not. I'm like, can you pull them out of my head? And she was like, "No, we don't do that. Like, we let them grow. We can always like dye it." So anyways, that's one of the changes that happens with age. Another one I've noticed is that I got me some cellulite, which is totally normal. And that's fine. But it really bothers me on this one spot on my upper thigh. So
can you show the camera? The spot?
Yeah, I will. And you'll see it. And it's actually harder to see the cellulite. And the reason for that is I tried this gimmick product that gave me hickeys all over my leg.
Oh, you did the suction.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that doesn't like eliminate the cellulite, but my thought was I used to do like dry brushing. I'm not sure if you even know what that is.
Yeah, it's a little stone thing that you scrape.
No, that's gua sha, but it's like a brush and you do it dry and it exfoliates your skin. It also helps with the appearance of cellulite, not to be confused with the removing of cellulite. Two very different things. But I am in the camp of just trying to hide the appearance. I don't really care about the fundamental structure of the fat in the skin. I don't care. Just I don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. So I bought this gimmicky thing thinking maybe it will like inflame, you know, the skin and kind of plump it up so that you see the dimples less. Well, just a bunch of bruises all up and down my leg.
Kind of see. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like a meth head.
Yeah. And I just did it on one leg to see if I could see the comparison. And you certainly can. Wow. So cellulite is less visible because my legs are black and blue.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it does. It does give the appearance that you may be engaging in methamphetamine drug abuse.
And then I do have another, I wouldn't say it's a health issue, but it's a body issue. I messed up like my back in jiu-jitsu, and my back is fine now. Like it was like, I felt like I had like a kink, like in my shoulder, like my trap. And the kink is pretty much gone, but now I have episodes of tingliness in my right arm that go all the way down to my fingertip.
Oh, yeah.
About 15 times a day.
Yeah, I got. Okay. I have that all the time.
Yeah.
My arms just fall asleep.
Just when you're not doing anything?
Sleep. Usually when I'm laying down.
Like, but not when you're like laying on it. You know, that makes sense if you're...
No, just, yeah. If I'm laying down, just my... I guess the way my neck goes or something.
Hmm.
Just, yeah, it's not good. I mean, I'm just used to that, though.
Right.
My elbows are in excruciating pain from lifting.
Okay.
Yeah. My doctor called me today, and he's like, hey, I want to let you know how dire your situation is. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm going to the gym. And he goes, you are, yes, and that's good, but you are in... imminent, trying to think of the exact words you use. Like, you could have a heart attack now when we're on the phone. So we really need to get this going. He's like, I know you don't want to take any drugs or anything, but I was like, do you want me to take the drug? And he just said, yes, I do.
Can we say doctor in quotes? Because that's what you're dealing with.
He is a doctor. He is a physician's assistant. So he did go to medical school. He did graduate, but I think that means he didn't pass the whatever.
It's a different path equivalent. Completely.
Well, I think it's just he didn't take the clinical whatever. It's like the bar exam for doctors. What is that?
MCATs?
Maybe. Sounds right.
So just a few questions from me about him. He saw your results.
Yep.
And he didn't say anything then. And then like, had a sleep on it and then was like, actually, Will might die.
Well, he did, but he knew I didn't want to take any medicine.
Okay.
So I guess he kind of kept it, but he must have thought about it and was just like, I got to tell this guy he needs to take medicine.
Okay.
So, you know, this is week three in the gym, so I'm not expecting results overnight, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take the medicine and see what happens in 6 months, see where I'm at. Hopefully I can get off of them.
Yeah.
Then in 6 months, but. Yeah, it was a pretty somber conversation. I didn't really like how he just beat around the bush, though. Like, I want a doctor to be authoritative and just say, you need to take this medicine. Like, don't even say, like, you're in danger. Just say, I'd really like you to take this medicine. Or take this medicine. I'm writing you a prescription. I'm your doctor.
Yeah.
I'm your healthcare provider.
You know that attitude? That is exactly how women want to be pursued by men. You know? Like, maybe we could go out. It's like, no, we're going out.
Yeah.
And this is the place you're going to be there. And if she really doesn't want to go, like she won't, but she will like the assertiveness of someone taking the lead and saying, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's the way I want to be taken.
I want to be courted by a doctor in the same way man courts a woman.
Did I tell you, he asked me, he was like, what do you want to do about this thing? It was like a separate.
What is this thing?
My testosterone. Like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know. What did you tell me? What should I do? That's what I'm paying you for, brother. And then he's like, well, I just maybe take this medicine. I'm like, okay.
I don't want to violate any, like, what is it? A HIPAA. I don't want to have a HIPAA violation on the show, but like, I think I saw the number. May I recite it?
Yeah.
It was like 285, right?
I think it was a little low. I think it was 214.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty low.
Because I think average for men is like anywhere from like 300 to 1,000.
Right.
In that range.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do about it?
Yeah. What do you want to do about it?
Some TRT?
I'd see it. I thought about that, but I think that potentially once you're on that, and I know some people will disagree with this, but you're like pretty much on it.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to really, your testicles, I should say, aren't going to make their own anymore.
Depending on how much TRT you're taking, if you take exogenous testosterone, your balls will stop producing it.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. I'm not quite ready for that.
But you still have it. You still have the T in you.
Yeah, kind of. It's not what it once was. But sure. I don't think mine was ever off the charts. Probably it was low end.
I think average is probably pretty, I don't want to say low, but for your age, I'd probably say about 300, 350.
It is
natural.
Concerning that, like, my buddy's on it. And he's like, I'm like, dude, he says that he's not having kids or anything. Like, he has one kid. Mm. So he's not going to have any more kids. But I'm like, you're on that now. No, I'm taking some some other drug that doesn't shrink up your testicles. I'm like, I just don't think that that's a thing. But I don't know. Maybe I should ask my doctor.
Is he taking like steroids or is he taking a TRT? Like, no, has this been advised by a doctor?
TRT. Yeah, but kind of. But they have those doctors now that you call in for, like, if you want boner pills or something like that.
Like a male clinic. Yeah, male health clinic.
Some doctor.
Sure, who goes,
yes, you need this. Here you go. It's like the weed doctor. Same thing.
Yeah.
What's your issue? I don't know. I was R-worded when I was 16. Okay. Well, you're going to need some medical marijuana.
I said the wrong R-word in my head and it didn't make sense.
I'm R-word. Okay. Guess what? You need boner pills and weed. That's what you need to get healthy. Maybe some TRT. I don't know. Let's just throw it up there. See what happens. See what sticks. What do you want to do about it? That's the thing. The doctors ask you what you want to do. But yeah, so I'm going to take this medicine and hopefully I will not die.
Next few weeks. You know, the horrible part of this is that news like that from a doctor can cause immense amounts of stress.
Yeah.
Well, which probably isn't good for your heart, which could lead to a heart attack. So when you do inevitably have one, the doctor will be like, should have gone on it sooner, when really it was his fault because he freaked you out.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that I'm really stressed all the time.
Oh, so your body is adapted to it.
I'm max stress all the time.
What are your biggest stressors in life, do you think? Average. Like, you know, of course, sometimes it's like this and sometimes it's that. But like, generally speaking, what is like your biggest stressor in life since you were 18?
Oh, well, it's just been the drive to succeed. And I guess career has been the big, haven't been too lucky in love until I met my current, my fiance now. So I guess I did get lucky in love, but I was more driven towards a career and a very specific career of broadcasting in the FM or AM bandwidth. Mm. So I was very concerned with that. And it's still troublesome because I'm doing the job I have now, which isn't that bad. I've been doing it for a long time, but I'm like, this looks like I'll probably be doing this the rest of my life now, potentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that things could change, but that's still a big stressor in my life.
I would say money is mine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of along the same line.
Where
it's
just like, you know, you hear people say like, oh, when you're in your 20s, like you're struggling, and then your 30s, you're more secure. Not for me.
Didn't happen for me either.
It's actually worse in your 30s when you have money problems, at least as far as I've experienced it, because you feel like you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like in your 20s, you're like, this sucks, but you're supposed to be struggling. And then in your 30s, you're like, I thought this was going to be over.
Yeah. You know, I remember talking with, in the early days, of the show. Not that it's super advanced now or anything, but I got JB Smoove. Do you know who that is? He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh. Yeah, he's a comedian too, I think.
JB Smoove. I always get him in the what's the guy's name? Pastor. You know what I'm talking about? Is like a church.
Pastor Troy.
The rapper. Black guy.
Yes.
Assumed. He used to like open for Johnny and stuff. Churchill, Pastor.
Preacher Lawson?
Preacher Lawson. I knew it was him.
Yeah.
Church thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not him. He's Leon from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, that's...
That's JB Smoove.
And he's from this area?
No, he was doing a show at the Palladium.
Oh, okay.
And I went back when, you know, before we started this format, where it's just kind of just you and me, I would get guests.
Right, I remember.
So I got like some decent... I got Creed from The Office. That didn't go well. The connection was bad. And I remember I tried to text him. I texted him, said, I'm sorry about that. And he said, don't ever text this number. And I was like,
who is Creed from The Office?
Creed Bratton.
What character did he play?
Played Creed.
Oh.
In The Office.
I don't know who that character is.
He's kind of a secondary character, older guy, gray hair. But he's a folk singer too. And he was doing a show here and I booked him and it did not go well. And it hurt my feelings when he said, don't ever text this number again.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh,
I guess I could pull it up here, but it doesn't really matter. I'm sure you either know him or you don't. But and then I got JB Smoove one time. And I remember this was probably, gosh, in the early inception of the Homemade Broadcast. And I was talking to him. He's a great interview. He hung out on the phone with me, you know, just some idiot from a local, you know, radio station, not even a big one, just a small community station for like a half an hour. And I remember saying something about, yeah, like followed your dreams and not having money and being in my 30s. He goes, oh, you should have money in your 30s. And I went, oh, I don't though. And he was like, well, you should. I don't really, it wasn't really a great pep talk, but I remember him saying that to me. But, the good news about the collapse of the economy and civilization is nobody has any money now. So that's good. So there's a few people with a lot of money and then nobody else has any money.
I would like to believe that's true. I don't think that it is. But here's the thing. The people that are making more money than us also have families and other expenses that we don't.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're just kind of also in the hole. They're making more, but they're also spending more.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So
that's true. It's true. You need, like, I saw a story that people who are making, you know, pulling in $100,000 a year are having trouble surviving in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about, like, your mortgage is what, like, who knows, $8,000 a month? God knows where you live. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses.
It's just living is expensive. In general, my lady makes pretty decent money. But she was doing like sales before. She had a bunch of commissions coming in. Now she's just on a salary, a modest salary, but a decent one. Mm-hmm. And she's a little concerned.
She's concerned?
Yeah. I mean, she makes way more than I make.
But I mean, in terms of like her future or maintaining what she's got now?
Money in general. I guess, we got a lot of expenses. I mean, we got a wedding coming up.
Oh, okay.
Fair. Lots of travel.
Yes. Yeah, she was... we were talking about a few things about where you will be going soon and that it ain't cheap.
I'm going to be gone for, I have to figure something out, like pre-record at night or something. So we can get a few of these out. But so I mean, it's not an easy existence. So it's just stressful in general. I think just normal life is stressful. But yeah, I think probably, I mean, there's not a day that I don't think about the radio station. And think about, oh man, I'd sure like to be there and be a part of that. That's stressful. I try not to. Like, I don't really listen anymore. And it's not, you know, because I'm like, oh, screw those people. It's just like, no, it hurts me.
Yeah.
To hear everybody and not be a part of it.
Yeah, not a part of it.
But yeah. Anyway, more productive conversation. Did you see that we got a new pope?
I did see we got a new pope.
What do you think of the Pope?
I like his brother.
Good, because that's what we're going to talk about. The brother has made news over over the weekend. He lives in Florida. Of course he does. And he got into a little bit of heat. There he is, right there. The Pope's on the right. This guy's on the left.
Lewis, that's his name. That's my boy, Lulu.
Lulu, love it, love it. His older brother, Lou Prevost, Port Charlotte. Okay, down there, Spring. That is a boomer paradise, boy. Naples.
Where is Port Charlotte?
It's exactly south. It's about, what, 2 hours, an hour and a half, maybe south
of
Sarasota.
Oh, why did I think it was on the East Coast? Okay, I know what it is. It's kind of by Northport.
Yeah. I think it's Cape more towards Coral. Venice. Like, okay. Venice is another good one. Naples is where, like, the rich.
Yes, yes.
Old boomers live. Port Charlotte is, like, the upper middle class boomers, I think.
Fort Myers-y area?
Yeah, a little nicer than Fort Myers, okay. I think. But he got in some trouble because it's he said some terrible things about some Democratic politicians. Not nice. And what did he say? I'm trying to find. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, it was his. I think if you keep going down, you're going to see.
Okay. There's Nancy Pelosi yeah. there. Looking good. Young Nance.
This is 96, I believe.
Yep. Love that. And there he said some very. Oh, that's not him.
That Artie, might be like his alias or something.
Artie Specht. He says these effing, he's used the word, the liberals crying about tariffs is just unreal. Do they not know that there's a thing called video? Just listen to what this drunk C, that's a very inappropriate term for a woman's anatomy that we don't say, has to say in the mid-90s, long before her husband had Grindr date. That's not... So is this his burner then?
Yeah, I'm.
Or he just shared.
He shared. I get it. So someone else wrote that and he shared it. Come
on. He might not even
share the post from another Facebook user who caught. I see what's going on here.
They don't know how to use, you know, the internet.
Yeah, totally thought he wrote that. Which
that would have been really funny. Been,
yeah,
if he did, but unfortunately not. The Pope's brother also shared his opinion on Elon Musk's Doge gender issues in Fox News. On February 21st, the brother shared a meme of a blue-haired liberal with her child at a doctor's office. That was I haven't seen this yet. Okay, so it's an AI kind of photo of a doctor and a child and a blue-haired lady crying. And it says, if your child isn't trans.
No, it says your child.
Your child isn't trans. You're just a S parent. Okay, that's not nice.
That's the diagnosis.
Listen, even if you have sentiments where you might agree with this point of view, I get it why you would find it detestable. And I also could see why you might be like, yeah, there's something to be said for that. Don't post it online. There's just no reason to do any of that. And there's the other side does it too. Like, I've been seeing posts that are just bonkers and wrong, and like easily fact checkable. But you just, I mean,
I don't know. I actually am going to take that back. I'm going to reserve that advice for people like you and I who are still kind of in the job force. But if you are retired and you have money and you live in Port Charlotte, let it eat. Write whatever you want. Who cares? It doesn't matter. You don't want to talk to your family? Well, they're going to be dead in 6 years anyways, just like you. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Say what
Enjoy
you
yourself.
Want. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point of view. A day after President Trump won the election, the Pope's brother had a simple take. He said, I tolerated Obama for 8 years and kept quiet. Here's my issue with the whole, quote unquote, let us all be the United States again that we heard from Joe Biden for the past 4 years. The Democrats have gone and scorched the earth. You have salted the fields, and now you want to grow crops. The problem is 75 plus million of us have memories longer than a hamster.
Tell them, Lou.
Also, totally, like, okay. Like, that's a rational take. It's not, you know, sharing a post with the C word in it. It seems like a pretty rational, but it's just an odd thing. You know, imagine just being outside and just saying what he just said out loud. Like, who are you talking to? You're not in a conversation, right? You're just like, boom, making a post.
Yeah.
And then having people react to it. There's just not much benefit. Either you're going to get like some thumbs up, or you're going to get some people that say F you.
Right.
And it's just a shame that you lose people. I am shocked. I don't even really post online, but I am shocked. You know, you have the memories on Facebook that you can kind of go
through. Unfortunately, yes.
Dude, I was looking through
what you wrote in 2014 and just cringe all day.
It wasn't even that. It wasn't even things that I wrote, but just like the people who are I'm no longer connected with online. Just like all the comment, like I would, you know, you get comments and you go, oh, yeah, I forgot about this person. We're not connected. Might have been me that, you know, severed the ties, but I think it was probably the other people.
Like they wrote obscene things or you're just like, oh, I don't even talk to that person anymore.
My theory is I was, you know, on a large station in the Tampa Bay area on a night show for 5 years. And I was very free with my opinion and my thought. I was like posting online, but on the radio and having conversations based on these posts. So I would say stuff like, for example, I tolerated Obama for 8 years and kept quiet. Yeah. And I would say that on the radio.
Right.
And then people would call in and get mad or be like, you're right.
Yeah.
And then we'd have conversations. That so would I would then post.
Bleed over. Oh,
you'd and post. I think my theory is that I got a reputation as, you know, oh, this guy's a Republican. Mm. So I don't want to be friends with him because I lived in St. Pete.
Oh, but the posts that you were looking at, the memories have nothing to do with that.
No.
I see.
So I was just not connected.
I got you.
Anymore. Got but you. I think it might happen to everybody where you're just not connected.
I think I know how to save the union. May I just sidebar? Are we
sure?
Are we done with this one? Or should we? I had a conversation with my uncle the night before last.
Yeah.
Maybe it was last night. I can't even remember. I have no conception of time. Oh. Should we shout that out?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, first, Woo! Gary. Thank you, Gary.
Gary, thank you so much.
This show shall grow with your help, Gare. Gare Bear, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Nice donation. Very nice. And then the wizard. Philly loves Anna Hummel.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Dang.
And I love Philly.
That's very nice.
You guys are thank sweet. You. Great town.
Is this somebody that you met in?
I think it's someone I know from Twitter.
Okay.
That from, maybe, yeah, got it exposed to me through WPHT 1210. Shout out Kale awesome. And Company and the yeah. rest of the guys and gals out there.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
Great team of people. Just amazing. And then it's also when you come from a place like I came from, the bar is so low that when anyone is just like nice to you, I'm like, you guys might be the best team I've ever worked
you guys rock
in this town. Yeah. No, but they truly are like super cool guys and gals.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, my idea to save the union.
Yeah.
Get a call from Uncle Mike. Okay. Uncle Mike and I, he sent me something in the mail and I thought it was for my birthday. Silly me. And I open it up and it's the New Yorker.
Yeah.
Like folded on an article and it says, Anna, I think you'd find this interesting. Oh. Have a read, Uncle Mike.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, wow, this must be something like super nuanced that I can really relate to. It was just about podcasts.
Oh.
And it was like a 10 page long article. So I read like a page or two waiting for something to drop. Nothing did. It was about this guy, Hassan Piker. Who is like a major dude on Twitch.
Hates
Israel.
Annoying.
Right, exactly. So I started reading it and I didn't understand the point. And so we were playing phone tag for about a week, me and Uncle Mike, who is my mother's brother. So finally connected. I'm sorry. And he tells me the most amazing story I've ever heard when it comes to, in terms of like jogging my mind for a perfect idea so that we can create harmony in this country again. My uncle tells me, he's 74, for the record, okay? And his wife, who is in academia, lifelong Democrat.
Yeah.
Lifelong Democrat.
Yeah.
And I have a very calm conversation with him, which was nice to be able to talk with someone and there's no screaming.
Yeah.
And he tells me, he goes, over the weekend, I went to a protest. I'm like, oh. What kind of protest did you go to? He goes, well, I'm sure you know, but he goes, I don't like Trump very much. I go, I'm aware.
That's okay.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
So he goes, me and Aunt Linda got on a train. They live in Jersey, for the record. They're going to New York City.
Uh-huh.
They get on a train and they find themselves with two gays for Trump headed to the same protest, opposite sides of the protest. They all four got lost and they had to work together to navigate where to go to find this protest that they were going to be on opposing sides of.
Yeah.
And they became friends.
Love that.
And they were shaky. He goes, we talked and we shook each other's hand and everyone was very civil, but we had to work together because all four of us got lost. Could you imagine getting lost and you're both trying to find the protest and you're going to be screaming at each other as soon as you get there?
Yeah, or stabbing each other, you know,
like,
things.
But we need to work together. And I was laughing so hard and I'm like, this is how we save the union. I had a great idea for like, and I'm sure someone will steal this, but for like a reality show, two MAGA people, right? From middle of Tennessee somewhere. And two people from Portland, Oregon, put them together in an escape room. They must work together to accomplish a mission. I thought that that was such a great, beautiful story about these two people, two groups of people that should hate each other. And they both got lost and had to help each other navigate to get to a place where they would then yell at each other.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. And I think I do believe that even if you have differences and, you know, who you would vote for example, you're probably pretty similar and probably a pretty civil person, but there's something about the online tribe that just makes you a complete demon. It's like being in high school and being a kid again. Like, you just are mean online.
Yeah.
I think just to touch on this story one last time, I would wager that he probably didn't see that the original poster called Nancy Pelosi the C word, but maybe he did. I don't.
He probably thought it was funny.
But he seems like he has a pretty rational take, you know, online where he's just talking about, you know, the prior administrations. There was no curse words. There was no, it's silly. It's meaningless. You're only going to make people either give you a thumbs up or get really mad at you. Mm-hmm. But if you're face to face, usually it's fine with everybody. We are going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Be nice to each other. Join us on willsyoutube.com, hmbradio.substack.com. And 6 p.m. we'll be back next week, hmbradio.live or willsyoutube.com is the easiest one. You can join us, leave comments. Thank you to the Wizard and to Gary, Gare Bear.
Thank you both so much.
For donating on the super chats. And we'll keep it going. I mean, we've been doing at least a half an hour extra. If not, sometimes an hour extra. So we'll see you over there. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.